welcome everyone to a spooktacular Halloween episode of the LLC podcast.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. the whole show. But keeping within the theme, I am Alarming Andrew. I am joined by blood-curdling Ben, also known as Arcane.
Hello.
How's it going?
Get into the spirit of Halloween, fellas. And also joined by Joss Mingo Lantern. Oh, look at that. There's no other J words in this list of Halloween adjectives. That's
I was waiting for you to call me the John or something. Your source of toilet bowl news and just as similar quality YouTube videos, the John Joss Ming.
Well, to give you an idea, this Halloween vocabulary list that I just Googled for some extra adjectives, the J's are jack-o'-lantern and jumpsuit. So I didn't think jumpsuit.
At least he got a Scrubs reference in there. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, well. But yes, we are recording on Halloween. This is episode number 52 of the NLSC podcast. I'm not going to do a cheesy voice throughout the episode. I might bring it back on certain words just for the occasion when it pops into my head. But no, we're not going to be talking about ghouls. We are going to be talking about basketball video games, all the usual suspects there because we have an NBA season. We also have many previews and news items to get through on this week's episode. And, well, we are recording this a little bit later this week, but no doubt something interesting will come out just as we finish recording because that's what EA and 2K like to do to us.
Yes.
But
Like last week, half an hour,
we finished recording. Yeah. I was there cutting the podcast, and Ben just says, oh, look at that. And just... half an hour, and like, yeah, okay.
And then a son of a beep.
Oh.
But, some things to get through this week, of course. Might as well start off with the NBA Live 14 news, since that's been our bread and butter for a majority of the NLSC's lifespan. And actually, what hit just after we finished recording was a new developer blog, which talked about signature styles and dribbling controls and a few video. And I think we actually called it, guys. We said there might be some videos in the blog,
yep.
Short videos showing off things. And there were indeed three little clips as Scott O'Gallagher took us through the dribbling controls, the three levels of advanced controls, and basically quick flicks perform just the regular moves. And there's also signature moves that can be... level two is stringing them all together into complex... more complex combinations, and level three are the signature moves, which are performed by holding a trigger, the modifier rather, and then moving the stick in six directions, and players with signature moves have six different ones, each corresponding to a direction. So I'll throw it over to you first, John. Any thoughts on that blog? And I mean, I know you like the controls in NBA Live, traditionally, I believe you said before, so how's it sound to you?
It sounds fine. I was really actually, you know, taking a different direction when I saw the videos. I was impressed. The game looked...
With the anime. Yeah.
There's visually a lot better. I mean, of course, that ball. Dude, the ball.
We may have covered this.
But like even the reflections in the court, and just the way the players animated, and I don't know if the player model changed or what, the textures looked poppier and the whites were whiter, and it just the colors and everything about the graphics in these looks so much better than what we saw in that trailer. And so that it gave me a little bit of hope, and you know, so there's that. The dribbling, the biggest question I had leaving it, it looked like in some of the videos they're doing these kind of like size-up moves, which, in, you know, historically in Live 10, it was hold the right trigger and smile as your player yes. dribbles around. I'm wondering if maybe if we hold the right stick to a direction, we do a size-up move in such direction. And, you know, if we just keep it held down, you know, that's the new way to do size-up moves. But nothing was mentioned about that. It's just based on the video because I saw a couple times where they did like a couple moves in the right hand or something. And I didn't know if that was just like flicking to the right multiple times or what it was. Whatever. I mean, it looked good. It sounds great to me. I'm not too big of a fan of having to hold a modifier to do extra dribble moves because I don't think it's going to be as fully fleshed out as it could be. I don't know. I'm a little worried about that, but other than that, it sounds great. It dribbling should be the greatest thing about this game, probably. So,
well, it's definitely what they've been talking about the
Oh yeah, plenty of time, yeah.
And yeah, Leanne was hoping that the blog was going to be about the dribbling because he wanted to know a little bit more about it. So he got what he wished for in that sense. So, and we estimated the number about three or four videos, and that's exactly what they delivered. And yeah, I the fluidity and the animation and that was really nice. The details look pretty sweet as well. I admit I didn't really read much of the info on it because I was more just wanting to see the video part of it because I more want to see than read at this stage. And so yeah, I was happy with what I saw with it. It didn't look so stiff and rigid like we sort of seen in amongst the trailer.
On this side of the video screen. I'm sorry.
Just went somewhere wrong with that one.
It's spooktacular.
So yeah, it looked far more promising than I thought from those little video snippets and that, and waiting to like can't wait to get hands on to really see how you could the different types of movies and the freedom that you have to create all these different play scenarios and that. So looking forward to it, to testing it out.
Yeah, this is how the game
Yeah,
feels, not just
exactly.
how it looks.
And that's why I haven't really bothered reading this stuff too much. Like, I already know a little bit about that, but it's like now it's time to see and actually feel hands-on how the game is.
Well, and, you know, in all the animations and the graphics have obviously been critiqued. We talked about that last week. But the thing that people have been saying is that the dribbling moves themselves look pretty good because Bounce Tech has obviously been one of their key pillars this year. So it's good to see that all things considered, even if there are some herky jerky movements here and there, that the dribbling is still pretty good. And like you guys, I'm so many years playing NBA Live and that the right those right stick controls. So yeah, it sounds good. I'm glad that they went totally away from Elite and having it all on the right stick. And certainly, the more I play NBA 2K14 PC, the more I am finding myself, oh, I'm not really sure I like having the shoot and the that. And I don't, of course, you can't go back because the old school controls don't have alley-oops and all that stuff. But that's another topic. But yeah, no, like you guys, I'm pretty happy with what I read. You know, there's and what I saw. So. Any other observations of those videos or the blog? I think we've covered a lot of the basic controls. It sounds fairly intuitive to me, the you know, small flicks, movements, modifier, etc.
I think it's good just to see that they haven't reinvented the wheel here. It's a
Agree,
simple
yeah.
tiered system. It's nothing you know, it's nothing spectacular, and I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah,
They could
it's
have
not
gone
a
really gimmicky with it.
It's not a complex control sort of thing. And for me, like with the earlier versions of 2K, you know, that was one thing that I really disliked. It felt like you were doing like Street Fighter combo moves to like.
Hold two triggers,
Yeah.
move in a semicircle.
Yeah. And, you know, it's
Like putting in a cheat code in an
Yeah.
old school game.
Yeah. Exactly. Up, down, left, right. Left, right.
Yeah. The Konami code,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. As long as the controls and that are simple, but. Allow for a lot of options in that. That was one thing. Like in yeah, the three-tier system and that works. I think will work really well. So yeah.
Yeah, but we also got some unofficial information, I guess you could say. The XFA's leaked the trophies for the PlayStation 4 version of the game, which has hinted at a few features here and there. The return of Dynasty Mode has been confirmed, so I'm pleased to hear that.
Yes, it's not Live 06.
Yes, I think they may have learned their lesson, gentlemen.
Yes.
Apparently, we're going to have a GM objective, so I guess. My guess would be something like the old roles that we had. You know, you're rebuilding, or you have to improve by 10 wins, or whatever, things like that. You can upgrade your staff, similar to previous years. Rookie scouting, which of course has been in the game before, but in other words, sounds like it's going to be at least as deep as before, perhaps with a few new wrinkles. I really hope they bring back the reorder roster screen because the rotation menu in the last few NBA Lives was just
terrible.
Hated
Yeah.
using it. And it, all you want to do is reset your starting lineup and the bench order, and you can't do it.
Yeah,
please, the traditional reorder roster screen. If they do that, fine-tune the simulated stats, because that was a problem in NBA Live 10, because they were going to the DNA. They made a lot of improvements there, but hadn't really reconfigured the sim engine to account for that. So you had Dwight Howard averaging 12 points a game and things like of that nature, and that he was the cover boy that year, so that was kind of embarrassing. But if they've done that, Dynasty mode, you know, I'm happy to see. Obviously, Ultimate Team is in the game. We've known that. There's different achievements or trophies, rather. Apologies, I'm used to Xbox. Yeah. Different trophies for gold, getting all teams full of gold-level players, completely overhauling teams, completing the Fantasy Showdown series and all those kinds of things. Something called EA Sports HoopsNet, John. which sounds like a an online level rank system, kind of like is that how you took it, or are you seeing it as a is that the new EA Sports Basketball Association?
I would love it to be the EASBA, and my guess is it's more of just a ranking XP system, kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know, is it still in 2K14? I may have not have played enough actual games, because I guess blacktop matches don't count. But I remember there being the rookie, you know, rookie one, rookie two, pro one.
Yeah,
pro two.
I'm guessing it's something like that, or a lot of fighting games now. Like I know Injustice has it for both online and offline ranks.
Yeah.
That you can unlock content when you get to level 50 or whatever. So things like that. Plus a pretty good assortment of general, you know, get a triple double, average a triple double for a season, etc. And you made the comment in the forum, John, that you felt it was a good mix.
And especially since there's no player-specific achievements, that really pissed me off.
Was it double or triple overtime game with Dwayne Wade hitting a three to win? It's like, which happened in real life against the Bulls. But yeah, you really got to set that off.
That's a lot of work and chance to get that to actually happen.
To get 50 or 10 gamer score points or whatever. But so we got a glimpse of the different some of the different modes. A few of them related to Rising Star, getting a certain overall, maxing out staff members in Dynasty mode. I'm just running down the list, winning the MVP. But, things like that of that nature. Did you see the trophies list, Ben?
Yeah, I think I sent you the list, even though...
You probably did.
Yeah, but you'd already probably seen it at that stage, because I probably slept in that morning. I thought it was a good list. There was something like over 50 trophies, wasn't there?
Something like that.
Yep. It was good. I agree with it not being so player-specific in that I think it makes it a far better job in being able to achieve this, and it's more team orientated stuff. So I thought that was a great benefit. I know some of the Xbox One achievements will most likely be similar, or maybe a few different ones here and there. Like I think that's sort of been the case in the last generation as well.
They've been pretty much identical, haven't they?
I don't know. I didn't have a 360, so I didn't.
I'm guessing they have been.
Okay.
More.
My mistake if I'm wrong.
I think sometimes there's been like an extra trophy for getting all trophies in the PS3 versions of the game.
Okay.
But apart from that, they've been mostly identical.
All right.
Oh, there's one called Fear the Beard. There you go.
That's obviously...
play call and shot call and call a play that ends up in a bucket. Well, yeah. Some of these I think we'll get rather easily.
Yeah. But, you know, I suppose that's going to cater to the... to the beginners and that, you know, first time they're playing the game or and that. So it's sort of the baby steps approach in that. So
I don't mind. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those weird things with trophies and achievements that there's that most wonderful sound.
Yeah.
as you unlock something. Yeah. I did it. But
I'd like to thank the Academy.
It's disturbing how actually fun and satisfying it is to get them when really the reward is enjoying a game by its own merits and features, but you know, we're gamers, but we're crazy. We're not normal people. Let's see. We also got a blog on Ultimate Team last week, which did give us some more information. Basically, the whole current in-game currency system, the coins that we can use to get packs that have players, jerseys, arenas, coaches, and logos, similar to all the other stuff. Legends, I guess, had already been confirmed, I believe, but mentioned again. Fantasy Showdowns are going to see both real NBA teams and a mix of fantasy matchups, including things like draft classes. So the class of take your team up against the class of 2003, for example, which interesting challenge, things like that. Well, I think we've all said in previous podcasts, guys, we're certainly interested in checking out Ultimate Team, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, give it a crack.
And I'm actually going as far to say that I'm planning on right now, if everything goes to plan with gameplay and all this stuff, I'm actually thinking I'm going to focus on Ultimate Team over my team. Not that 2K's done anything inherently wrong with their My Team system, because it's obviously a very successful system, and the current gen the game was great with it and everything. But with VC, you know, spreading across the entire game, I'd rather spend it on my career, or I don't know. Can you use it in My GM for currency and stuff? Probably.
I'm guessing
unlocking
so,
blacktop
yeah.
players. I don't know. Plenty of things to spend VC on in 2K, so I don't know why I'd want to spend more on a My Team when I could just get my Team fix from Live.
Yeah.
That's my stance.
also touts the blog also touted Ultimate Team as being an evolving experience with new Fantasy Showdowns coming, collectibles, other features delivered throughout the season as part of their Live Worlds pillar that they've been talking about. So yeah, so there's going to be content there all season long, I would imagine, and definitely something to check out, I guess.
Indeed.
Any other thoughts on Ultimate Team, guys, before I hurry us all along in our spooktacular?
Oh,
you will like it by the end of this.
You will succumb to the spooktacular.
I just realized I forgot to introduce myself as the master of scaremonies as well. But there it is. So
fair. We'll have to start all over again.
Yeah. Magic of editing.
Magic of editing.
I mean, if there's anything else to say about Ultimate Team, I know that John is very excited about the latest song. Well, two songs have come out on the been revealed for the Tracklist Tuesdays, and I know you really like Crown by Diplo, John. I know you just love. I know you love the way the soundtrack is shaping up this year.
I think I've said like a year ago in the podcast, because I can say that. Haha.
That's true. 52. Yeah.
My music tastes are directly governed by basketball game releases. I don't keep up with the hip hop music or what these kids listening to these days. I don't listen to new music. I don't pay attention to any pop culture or anything. I just don't care. And every once in a while, you know, when the huge songs like Psy and the FU song by CeeLo Brown, not Green. those songs, you know, they come through and I do, you know, hear them and enjoy them and great and everything, but I don't have like any active bands I listen to. So each year when these basketball games come out, that's what opens me up to new bands. So I was a little peeved when 2K went with such popular music. You know, there's no like real hidden gems in 2K's soundtrack, or excuse me, LeBron's soundtrack. Yeah. So I was kind of really hoping for Live to kind of bring it back for me. You know, the Live 13 song that we knew of, YP, you know, Clap. I love that song. Still listen to it. Every single one of these freaking songs has been made my ears bleed in their old bleedness because I'm old or something now. I have not heard a single song I like. The rhythm of these songs, like, it's a similar style between all the songs, which consistency, that's great and everything. But it's all like, ding. These are the worst samples and beats I've ever heard, and even the rap I don't really like that much. And it's just in the lyrics and the you know, the guy who sang, the rappers, I don't really like what they're hearing. And God, the Diplo song, I think I got like halfway through it, I was like, hey, you know, this is something that I could actually handle. This is great. And then it goes, burr, burr. I was like, oh, there it goes. Well.
So close.
And then this last one I can't find on YouTube or anything.
I couldn't find it either.
Freeway, and I've been trying to look for it. And
so, yeah. You know, maybe because I know that he's a more of a Dom Kennedy is more of a classic guy. He's been around a while, so maybe good. But I'm not holding my tongue for it.
And still no J. Cole, Ben.
No, not yet. Fingers crossed that there's be something on there. And it'd be cool if there was like a rewritten, like even if it's a current song, but rewritten lyrics like the Chingy one and all that from back in the day. I'd be happy with that.
From the 3-point line, I don't care.
So, okay, yeah. I'm gonna be back in 2 minutes. I need to listen to that song. Because you're not ruining it for me, Andrew.
No, I'm never that worried about the soundtrack. It always fades into the background for me, as I guess it should. But
we don't have any options this year. On PS4, all of us are going PS4. We can't use MP3 soundtracks in the background. We have to pay $50 for Music Unlimited. We're stuck with this thing.
Yeah, but you know, I've usually got something else playing, an iPod or whatever, that I can really, hook up, listen to that instead. But
you want me to listen to an iPod like a peasant?
I got my
PC
laptop.
Master Ray. But
I got my,
I'm afraid you just don't know. Like, you haven't discovered it yet. It's just, Apple is better. Thanks. Yeah, no, you're talking about hybrids, but still. I'm not thrilled by it. I'm not overly repulsed, I guess. It's just, but yeah, there hasn't been anything that I've thought, you know, that's a really good song, or you know, I'll enjoy that. It's kind of been okay, but I guess if I have to mute it and throw on some other device to listen to it, that's what I'll do. One, of course, could always mute the soundtrack and listen to our wonderful podcasts.
Yes.
Hey, not on PS4 because MP3s.
Just in the background, you know. Put it on your iPod, subscribe just on iTunes, blah, blah, blah. Now that we've ripped on Apple, we are on iTunes. But next week, I think they're actually doing the full reveal, because it says that we're going to release a few on Tracklist Tuesdays, that they released two this week because they missed one. They missed last week. But November 5th, we're actually supposed to get the full thing. So maybe there's a couple in there you'll like, John. Maybe. Maybe there's some maybe there'll be some J. Cole, Ben.
It's J. Cole or bust.
Yeah. Pre-order cancelled. Yeah. You know. And
nothing to say.
I was going to say something else here, but don't know if I could actually say it yet, because I don't know if it's actually going to happen. So yeah,
but,
moving right along.
Getting back, getting back to the game itself, we also got a few new screenshots today, ooh, / yesterday, / 2 days ago, featuring Andre Iguodala, Derrick Rose, and Dwight Howard. And Ben, any thoughts on those screens?
Yeah, a few more positives from them than negatives and stuff like that. The details, like you see, if you look at Dwight Howard's hands, and even the detail in amongst the palm of the hand, and that's probably the clearest one we can actually sort of see it.
I like that his eyes are actually tracking the ball.
Yes,
well,
and that was the other point I was going to bring up. The way his eyes are looking at. Also, the sort of veins on the inner side of the elbow on his arm that's extended out or reaching out for the ball. Some pretty nice detail there. And it doesn't, hopefully it's not a like what TK did with regards to copy and pasting their arms for every player sort of thing with those hulking veins that they had from, I think it was like 2K9, maybe 2K10.
Yep.
The court details look really nice. The D Rose pick, the Rev 30 mesh is quite clear now. The portions of the uniforms look actually better, like in particularly on the Golden State Warriors Iggy screenshot, like the side paneling with the from the jersey down to the shorts and that, the two yellow lines and the white line in between it looks far more accurate and closer proportion wise than 2K's. Like 2K's one, the yellow lines are a little bit too thin, I think, on the next gen version. So I think they got the scale and proportion right in regards to that. The only concern, really, in returns to the player models, like I think, for instance, I've mentioned it before with a lot of things, is like Dwight Howard's shoulder size. I think that's one thing that could be improved on. I think the player models are set to a certain way, and I think if they can mold each character differently and that, to where maybe like a player like a David Robertson kind of have slightly bigger shoulders.
Really built
yeah,
players.
Exactly. And then, you know, you have your players like Tyson Chandler who have the strong upper body but like the twiggy legs sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sort of being able to properly more get the body proportions right to how they actually look in that.
A few custom body types to suit.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Shaquille O'Neal or some of the people that are, you know, stand out.
Exactly. One thing I wanted to point out, you know how we've sort of dogged on the sort of straight edge line and sense of the player's sides, like the torso in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was looking at the games like today and yesterday, and the sort of fit on the jerseys and that when they're actually playing wasn't too dissimilar. But I think on instances when the players raise their arms out, you know, when the shoulder blades sort of flare out a little bit wider and that, I think that's the instance where in particular that the player's upper body could be a little bit wider, so it gives them more that sort of V shape in a sense. So I've sort of come around a little bit on what I said. I think it was last week when describing the player models and that you know they're too straight edged. So
well, you know, there's still people that are saying that it looks like garbage.
Yeah,
and I posted the photos up on our Facebook earlier today, and at least one person did it, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. And although I do think that opinion is garbage, only a Sith deals in absolutes. But I have no major complaints. I feel the graphics, again, current gen and a half. You know, if I can throw out a cliche term. I understand that criticism, but there's kind of a mix of every so often you see like the player's fingers or things that you noted, Ben, that do look next gen, but at the same time, perhaps the texture's not quite as, or model's not quite what they need to be. But yeah. I'm sick of people judging the game and saying that nothing's going to be good about it just because the body models aren't quite perfect or this or that. So judging book by its cover and all that, but I can live with these graphics. I can absolutely live with these graphics. You know, people act like they're stick figures,
yep.
Cartoonish stick figures.
Yep.
But John, your thoughts on the screenshots?
I mean, that is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to judge it, you know, by the screenshots and everything.
I guess, but I mean, it's when they're saying there's going to be nothing good and this game's going to play terribly because, you know.
Yeah, that's not the right way to bring it. You can make one gameplay complaint based on these screenshots in the Iggy picture. That animation looks very similar to the swing. There's this two-handed tomahawk dunk from NBA Live 2005 or 06 or 04 even. I don't even remember which game it's from. I think it was 06.
Yeah.
Where
the freestyle superstars.
Yeah. The legs, the feet go up like that. The ball goes all the way back, and then he hangs on the rim and swings and comes back.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like that animation.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the animations I never really liked myself.
It's funny. I've seen that in the 2K14 gameplay trailer footage that we'll get to a bit later on. I saw that dunk again, and it seems that both games kind of put it in there.
Yeah, they both have it.
I was going to say that too. The trailer for 2K had that really terrible skywalking one that LeBron did at the end. But with this, you know, it's just that animation, and I'm more happy to see it than not because that means they did reach into their backlog, and that implies that we'll get some animation variety if we're seeing an animation from almost 10 years ago showing up again. So that instills some hope with me because Live has never had the animation variety that 2K has had.
Absolutely, yeah.
So hopefully that's a step in the right direction, even though we only have 40 players with signature animations.
Although they've also mentioned 50 in or over 50 in recent ones, so
yeah,
that remains.
Yeah,
the PS2 version of 2K had 300. The big thing I didn't like was Iggy's shorts are going through his legs.
Yeah, the sort of toughness. Yeah, that was another negative as well.
We have physics on the jerseys, but not actual physics on the jerseys.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still waiting for the day where I could go up to someone, you know, in a basketball video game. Obviously, maybe I'll do this on the park. And you go up and you just like hit them in the chest, and you can see the hand hit the chest and move the uniform. And you know that goes the same with the net because you know the hand goes through the net.
As they choke a little bit.
One great note that we have seen in previous videos, and I think we saw in the Live 13 video trailer too. Live actually has the video advertising on the backboards, and that was something that I thought was missing in 2K's trailer, if I remember correctly. Which is that's a nice little attention to detail that I liked.
Yeah. Sorry, just to interrupt. I'm just looking at the Bulls Knicks one. Mm-hmm. Looking at the waist, like sort of midsection on Tyson Chandler, looks like part of the waistband is clipping through the jersey.
Yep. I was actually just going to say that next.
Okay.
So much like James Harden's beard in the 2K14 trailer, we're still, even on next gen, I guess these are things that they get, both companies are going to look to polish, but we are still getting the...
moving hair, damn it!
Yeah.
And then, you know, we also
if Laura Shump Croft can get it top. Done, so can... Yeah.
Shump with the flat top.
We want hair tessellation.
Jiggle physics.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There was one other great thing. Oh, yeah, the ball!
Seriously. Have we mentioned the ball lately?
That ball is just amazing. It is... And, you know, Clutch looks like a really scary... Looks scarier than the Pelicans mascot right in that screenshot with Dwight.
It's like he's staring into my soul.
It's
appropriate for a spooktacular episode.
I wasn't too happy to see Dwight without his armbands.
Yeah, true.
Now that you mention it, okay, that's
But, you know, it is a good way to sort of see the texturing in the arms and in the vein detail and that, so...
If we can see that kind of texturing,
I mean, if we see the texturing on DJ's shoes, you know, maybe I want to see the texturing on the Adidas armbands, because we see the regular armband on Iggy.
Yeah. Well, you do see it on Boozer, though.
Do we? The Adidas one. I mean... You know, the one that I wear in Fly Fat Boy Fly.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what their product name for it is. With the Tech Fit. That's right, the Tech Fit ones.
Yeah. Tech Fit.
And I guess the last thing that bothers me is it's next gen. It's, you know, maybe this is so too difficult to import or to have and everything. Can we please have crowd members and the people with the cameras track the ball?
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
You guys, EA has crammed this living crowds crap down our throat, and we can't even get them to turn their damn heads.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know it can be creepy when they all do it, you know, at the same time, as we saw with NBA Live 06 with the same animation for cheering and being disgruntled. But, you know, at some point, can we just get some heads turning? At the very least, the cameras. Because, you know, I'd be that idiot that would just get two people on the baseline, just pass back and forth, and just watch the cameras go back and forth.
Tennis match between the Yeah.
I think, but the biggest takeaway that I want from Live is I want this game on PC. It looks like it could take, getting this on PC would not only give it a big advantage over 2K14 on PC, because, you know, a couple of the screenshots from 2K14 PC have been showing up on popular sites from the PC version of the, you know, showing off the graphics and stuff. And only from that standpoint, I think it'd be nice for EA to do that, but also just to get back to us. You know, obviously I want the game, but it just has this kind of feel of the old NBA Lives on PS2, like just the visual look of it and everything. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying it looks like a PS2 game.
Yeah, but a lot of people love it. Went off.
Yeah.
The style of it, the feel of it, it makes me just want to mod. But not even mod, it makes me want to like run it.
Enhance.
And have replaced by a soundtrack. I mean, I don't know. It just feels like it could really benefit from a community.
The love of a community, yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully we have EA Locker come back, and hopefully we can still modify ratings en masse with the global edits like we could in Live 10 and 09 and 8. I mean, hopefully. But right now, I'm just excited to have an alternative in my hand.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think we've all said before how much we're looking forward to to seeing. I mean, there are probably people out there who feel that the game shouldn't come back, and I penned a piece last week about from my Friday Five about the criticisms of EA that I disagree with, and I finished up with, you know, the EA should just get out of making basketball games that a lot of people say, but you know, then they turn around and complain about 2K. You know, they say we don't need a game of 2K. Oh, 2K's terrible. Well, what do you want? It's just
tell me what you want from me.
Start going into Spice Girl mode. Tell me what you want.
You don't need to go there.
Hey, well, that was just the episode.
Yeah, it's a scary episode. Yeah,
it is Halloween.
Scary Spice. She's so scary.
You know, and we will be getting some more information coming out this week, possibly after we finish recording, naturally, because that's how it goes. But apparently, some more information on the game, signature styles, that kind of thing. And possibly Ultimate Team. I'm not sure whether they mentioned that, but possibly another developer blog coming out this week. And that's, I think, the promising thing, guys, is that somebody asked in the forum, do you think this is going to get cancelled again? And with the way they keep pushing out information and media, and even though there's a bit of backlash against them, some of the screenshots and people not liking them, there's other people saying, well, that looks pretty good or whatever, and we actually have a concrete release date.
Yes.
You know, we had one for NBA Elite 11, of course, but... All the same, it really doesn't look like they're going to cancel this. They really look like, even if 2K14 is the superior game, and I say if, that's certainly a very good possibility or likelihood, whatever you want to say, but it's still shaping up to be a pretty good-looking game, and if everything goes well, one that's going to play well. I certainly hope it does. I don't think they're giving up.
No.
I don't think that they've said that they want to, that they don't think they're going to overtake 2K in 1 year. They want to come back, make a solid comeback, and then build upon that. This looks like a game that can do that, wouldn't you say?
Yes. One thing I wanted to point out, too, I realized that the Wizards jerseys had made a slight alteration to them, where the back stripe, like across the middle of the jersey where the number is in that.
Yep.
Last year, it had the stripe go completely around the jersey, like around the mid-drift of them. But because broadcasters and all, like the channels and all that, requested that be removed so that it makes the number stand out a lot clearer, NBA Live has actually done that. From what I saw in the next-gen trailer or the gameplay or whatever it was, or a screenshot, they still had the line going across the back of the jersey.
Okay.
That's a good catch. We pay you well.
Yeah, this is why I get you guys to comment on graphics, because you know
you've
say,
earned
yeah,
your
looked,
keep.
That looks pretty good.
I've earned my peanut for the week.
But we'll keep everyone updated, of course, and whatever comes out after we finish recording, be it in the next couple of days or the next 2 hours, we'll cover that next week, and of course cover it on the site. But the other game, of course, NBA 2K14 next gen. It's also been delivering some news this week, and actually the press event that we alluded to during last week's podcast, we said, was it going to be small? Were they going to dump a lot of info? And John, you covered it, which I was very thankful for. You did a great job on the recap there. That was a pretty big info dump.
Was that really a week ago? We haven't
yes,
talked about that.
October 24th. It came out after we finished recording.
Wow. That I for some reason that holy crap, okay, we have a lot to talk about. So, holy, I just got really excited again because I for some reason, well, yeah, I did my YouTube videos, that's why I wasn't feeling the same way about it. And you know, you sent me the docket of, you know, what we're going to be covering, and as you can see, I read that. yes, I did do the play-by-play with that. We had Dazar, LD2K, and someone from OS, Element, I believe was his name, all live-tweeting the press event. And so I just had all three of those feeds up, and right when I would copy-paste one in and edit the post, another one would come up. A whole lot of fun from my end as we were hearing about all this amazing new information about the game that is getting me hyped up for 2K14 big time. Points of emphasis in the game, that was something that I really missed from College Hoops. And also, I think they had it in 2K12, but it went away when you could say, you know, for the next couple of possessions, focus on defense or whatever. during timeouts. So that's kind of come back. We confirmed that there's no warm up outfits for bench players, which sucks. Boom.
Well, it should be mentioned that they've given their name for their new engine.
Yep, that's what. Eco Motion.
Yep.
And that's going to have amazingness with it. There's also an emotion engine at play, which has players reacting emotionally as they would in real life. Like Kobe is a alpha dog, I believe. Emotion Plus is what it's called. Kobe's an alpha dog. He wants the ball. He's fierce. Because LD2K programmed him that way. the Eco Motion also allows for real-life wingspans. So that really lanky guy on the Bucks will be a definite pickup for my team or my GM.
And Kevin Durant can dunk from half court.
Yeah. Yes.
Space Jam style.
Spooky. A shooter will not land the same way twice, evidently. Animations will adapt to situations. So the animations, their feet and everything will differ based on where the defense is. And that sounds promising. I'm a little skeptical about that one. It's more of as we do have people posting in the forums, is this one pre-rendered? Is this pre-rendered footage? And, you know, we have to say no, because they're obviously skeptical about the graphics.
Yep.
This is where I'm skeptical, because I don't believe the tweet that said, you know, shooter won't land the same way two times. You are not Euphoria. You are not Backbreaker. You can't say that.
We also then, and we'll get to it, but we saw some gameplay footage where some of the animations were a bit current gen, but we'll get to that. So I understand your skepticism on that.
And then graphically, we have these amazing graphics with details, but all around the arena, behind the backboards, dirt and scuffs on the rim, and thumbprints on monitors, and crazy amount of detail that is not moving hair. New LED dynamic lighting system, which was evidently very amazing. The lights give off the proper Kelvin temperatures, and just think of it, really amazing graphics.
Yeah.
they've really dialed it in, and every coach will have their own AI. They have a human dynamic change that coaches will implement. Good stuff there. Hopefully that gets updated throughout the season as players or coaches adapt to the tankingness of Wiggins. Your player is not only your player for the menus, your player for the park, your player for my career, but also your player for my GM, which is replacing association mode. You have individual discussions with individual players. You set hot dog prices. Your promises are remembered by the owner and the players, I believe, and it affects future seasons and very Fallout kind of. The Walking Dead. He'll remember this decision. So that's interesting. My career is more cinematic. It is an interactive story experience. It's been likened to GTA 5 in terms of voice acting, because there is not just your individual player, who hopefully can have multiple voices. I had Yao Ming my career video, and yeah. That current gen voice doesn't really fit Yao very well. But there's a bunch of different characters. You have a rival, there's an agent, you have buddies, a complete cast of characters, which I'm assuming is going to be a coach too. Like and dislike your rival, and you know, take it different ways. I think there was a thing where he yells at you before the rookie showcase game, and you talk to your agent after, and you're like, you can get really mad about it, or you can just blow him off, or you know, it's just little silly things like that. The big thing is that there's 49 hours of gameplay in the first year alone. What? That is friggin' insane. When you add in, you know, my team, which we didn't know if it was coming back for next gen or not, and it's on the main page. when you have my GM, which sounds more like a simulator kind of experience mode rather than, you know, the association mode that we're used to, and then my career adding in this kind of value, this is going to probably be, in terms of all the next gen games, even, you know, I'm not talking about just NBA Live. I'm talking about like Killzone and... Have you seen Titanfall and all the other games? This sounds like 2K14 might have the most bang for your buck, at least in terms of time that you can put into the game and still have new experiences coming at you. You know, with live, I know we're having the dynamic challenges of the live season and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of just, I guess I want to say offline gameplay, single player gameplay. You know, if you just take the disc, put it in and play it and never connect online, 49 hours for the first year of my career is just, I am just thunderstruck, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm just in awe at that number. In the first year, hopefully you don't play that much. So, I mean, that's incorporating that kind of amount of gameplay and everything. I don't know. That just blew me away. And then the big one for me, the Jowgasm. thank God we weren't recording this live because, the park. Oh, don't get hyped. Okay. the park is evidently a field of basketball courts, a field of dreams. I've heard different reports saying either 7 courts or 10 courts. But it's a bunch of courts and it's populated by up to 100 my players. And evidently you can play against each other. I think it goes from 1-on-1 to 5-on-5. I'm assuming you can watch games because if you can have 100 people and there's only 7-11 or 7-10 courts, that doesn't add up math wise.
Yeah, there's going to be some who got next going on, yeah.
Which would be amazing. Someone on OS was talking about how you can take your crew and just kind of go from court to court to court to court and dominate and, you know, claim who's got next like that and everything. And it is my literal wet dream of basketball video games.
So basically, since they've built it, Jao will come.
Oh, God.
The Field of Dreams reference.
I don't think I have any cobblestone roads near me, but the only downfall is it sounds like it's an online only mode because they're saying it's a my career and you and 100 friends. They didn't at any time say, you know, offline, and that would be amazing to have that with 100 just take any random 100 NBA players and throw them on that kind of setting. And walk around and try to find where Kobe is and take him down if he's there, or just play against the scrubs. You know, or maybe take find the Scal versus Ammo 1-on-1 game going on in the dark end of the park. Or I don't. There's so many possibilities that could have been done with just the AI. And while I'm very excited for it to be an online mode, at the same time I know that online brings exploits, online brings cheese, online brings trash talk that's not I'm not saying friendly trash talk, but just kind of like I F'd your mom dog kind of trash talk.
Teenage kids yelling at each other on the internet,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. And since, you know, the PS4 is coming with a mic, yay. But I am looking forward to it. I have said that my PS4 will probably just run day and night with just the park open, and just I'll just be a gym rat or park rat, if you will, and just watch games and probably just run Twitch streams all the time, just commentating. And I don't know how Leftos was able to program this mode in the short time he's there, because it is a love note to me. It just has everything that I love about it. And as we saw with like the pickup series I did last year with 2K13 PC, and is this just a concept that I really enjoy playing with? And I am beyond excited. And like I said, the only downfall is that it's online. You can't have that kind of control over it. And I'm not planning on trying to organize 30 people to be there with me at any given time.
Yeah.
Hang on, guys. I need to export this to Twitch and then put it on my YouTube and download it and then edit it. Yeah. But once I get it rendering, I'll be back to play more. So hang tight, guys.
And they all sat there patiently waiting for John to come back.
Exactly. Because, you know, I don't think any of my 3,500 subscribers care about video that way. 3,500. That's being nice. 3,000. But, everything about that press event was amazing. Everyone who was there got face scanned in, so that they'll be a part of the game, I guess, as a My Career player, which Dazar, it was face scanned in. We have confirmation that there will be legends in the game, I don't know if we know if there's going to be Legend, the classic teams, or if they're just going to be in
I think that has been confirmed, yeah.
That there will be classic teams?
Yes.
Then where's the freaking Jordan screenshots?
Yeah.
That's what we want to see, next-gen Jordan.
I wouldn't mind
about that. LeBron, man.
That would be pretty awesome, and it would be great if, you know, 2K posted Jordan, and then EA posted Larry Bird, and then 2K comes back with Dominique, and then EA comes back with the greatness that is Brian Scalabrine.
NBA Baller Beats just gives up.
But, it was unfortunate to hear about association mode being replaced by MyGM like that. It's tough talking about this because it has been a week. Plus, it's been 8 days for me since this all happened. But it is a bit unfortunate to hear that association mode that we know and love is just gone. And now we have to take care of players and their motivations. We have to take care of all these hot dog prices and minor things when reality, I just kind of want to do a fantasy draft, or I want to do a, you know, basic
draft.
Fancy draft. I didn't like the way that one went. Redo fancy draft. No, it sounded great. They said everything good, I think.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm traditionally a Dynasty Association kind of player. And on one hand, it's all the kind of things we've talked about how awesome it would be. And this is obviously very similar to the stuff that you and Leftos were talking about before he got hired, you know, doing that project that you would have to deal with players and all that, player personalities and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's funny, we kind of get it, and then you think, okay, is that too much detail? It's a radical change, and I think that's, I've seen some people a little bit skeptical about that, and I am to a certain extent. I know a lot of people like the idea of an owner mode and that kind of thing. When I hear things about setting the hot dog prices, I'm like, really? I don't want that. And hopefully we'll be able to automate it or just leave it the default settings and not have to worry about that if we don't want to. It is a shame that when, you know, people like the multiplayer association, and that's not going to be a thing anymore, I've read. I think Operation Sports had that that detail. It's just that radical change that I think it sounds great, and I do like the idea, but sometimes at the same time, you know, you just also want to play a video game that's kind of a simulation. That it sounds odd to say when we've been asking for this stuff, but sometimes
you just want the option.
This too much. I would like, toggle options. Like, okay, what level of involvement do I want? And I think that's the problem. Apparently, there will be a season mode that cuts out all that. I don't know whether it's multi-season or anything, or has any of the drafts and things like that. But
Live said that about 06.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, my GM, I'm optimistic about it. It does sound pretty cool, pretty deep and awesome. So, you know, I'll go into that with optimism is what I'll say. My career, I'm actually very disappointed about.
Really?
And I know I am, yeah, because they're describing it as being linear and storyline driven. I'm like, it's okay in wrestling games, professional wrestling games, because professional wrestling is fake, but all storylines. I'm just thinking, is there going to be the replay value there? Is everyone's career basically going to be the same? Like, we're all following the story. The rival comes up at the beginning of the thing and says, you know, whatever at the showcase. Is everyone basically going to be playing the same story? And I guess that's what happens with GTA and everything. But for a sports game that's not a pro wrestling game, I don't know. I read that and thought, and you know, 49 hours to be put in the first year, I guess I don't want to take anything away, but I play 12-minute quarters my career and all 82 games, so I'm sure I put over 40 hours into the first year alone with the current gen my career, so I don't know. I'm sure that's selling it short and left those laughing his ass off at me right now. But I was kind of, I read that and my career needed that shot in the arm just as Association did. I don't know whether that was the right direction. I'll give it a look, you know, but I'm not as optimistic about it. I've sort of read the description as it's been described so far. I may hear more details in the next couple of weeks and think, okay, I was totally wrong about that, as I was about LeBron Path to Greatness, although I still think that's a bit on the nose, that mode. But if it was a Jordan mode, I'm sure I'd laugh it up. So that's anyway. So I was a bit disappointed with that. Everything with the game, I mean, I'm still a bit skeptical. Is it still going to feel heavy? Are things that really bug me in current gen, are they somehow going to sneak through with this new engine? You know, how much of it is brand new? I still think it's going to be pretty damn good AI. Feel pretty good for the most part, especially if they're not as clunky as current gen does feel at times. New engine, great. Game looks fantastic, obviously, so I'm not... It's going to play a pretty good game of basketball, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And the modes sound pretty good, so again, there were some things, yeah, that I took away, like my career that I wasn't too thrilled about, and my GM. Some trepidation, but fairly optimistic, but a lot of good info, basically, so, you know, I'm intrigued. I'm not... No pre-order cancel here. Ben, your thoughts?
I'm actually quite excited to see what they do with this mode and that, and sort of how far it can take it and that. So, I mean, I've sent documents with similar type things to requests and stuff, like maybe not so much the hot dog prices, but, you know, setting up ticket price deals and things like that, you know, when you're trying to run an organization and that. And so, yeah, I want to see what they would do with it and if it pans out and works and that. So there is that interest on my end of things.
The one thing that I forgot to mention, you know, I know, and I don't want to ruin this for you, John, because I know you're really excited about the park, but it's online. 2K's history of online modes.
Oh, shut up, yeah.
And online support has not been fantastic. And that's what concerns me about this mode being all online. It's like, okay, fantastic feature and concept.
Mm.
Are you going to be able to use it? And that's I think, what 2K's got to step up. You know, we know what they can do with the single player with 2K.
Yeah.
And we know that they're creative and they've got these great ideas that they've described right here in that huge info dump that, once again, thank you for recapping that as I slumbered. But, yeah, that's what is another concern for me with the park. Again, something else I'd like to give a try, but, you know, is it going to work? Are the servers going to handle it? Because, yeah.
And that's the big difference, I think, between you and me. You know, if you have concerns with the other mode, the career mode, you at least have Live's iteration of that you could fall back on. I have nothing. You know, I think they have I would assume that there would be a blacktop mode, but I don't think we have any confirmation on that, unfortunately.
Would you accept a hangar mode?
No, I wouldn't. And if you let me play 3-on-3, 5-on-5, whatever on it, then yeah, maybe. But as we saw it with Live 10, no.
Yeah, fair enough.
No. Nay, sir. I said nay.
It looked nice. But the other thing we got at the same time was a few people were able to get their hands on the game, obviously, and we saw some footage from GameSpot, some raw gameplay footage. And after seeing that, John, what did you think?
Oh, veil went off. Veil went away. There was this amazing aura about the game with the trailers that we had seen, and with the teasers and the Oh My God trailer, and all these details that we were hearing about the game, and fingerprints on freaking monitors, and it was just me jumping up and down going, gimme, 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 gimme. And then I saw that gameplay trailer and I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess, yeah, it is a 2K game. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, what we saw was great. I think it was great.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it looked terrible.
It didn't hold up to the hype train, which they actually did a very good job doing the hype train this year. It left a lot to be desired. Of course, the big one is, you know, the bench players clipping through each other. And then the gameplay...
The alley to Bogut is the one that stood out to me. It's like, ooh, that's kind of...
It's little things that ruin the immersion that we have been promised and shown. Look how immersive this game is. It's so realistic. It's so lifelike. And a player just went through another player. You're playing a video game. Never forget that. And while it's still... God, I guess... It brought me back down to reality. I got a little excited there again when I got to talk about all the information that we got from that thing, you know, with the park and all that fun stuff.
But I'm glad
it really grounded me. It really, really, really grounded me to see like Bogut's alley oop animation, where it's like, ew. I didn't really like that the way it looked, and it didn't have the same kind of smoothness that we saw in the trailers. Which, of course, that's editing. That's what trailers are supposed to do. Yeah. Take a note, EA. That's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess the best, easiest way to say it was just it grounded the game in reality. The game looks great. It looks like it plays great. It looks like it's it looks like basketball. You're still gonna get that head turn of going, oh, who's playing? Oh, wait, no, it's a video game. But at the same time, it's still very much a video game. You do see the underlying tech there that we've known and loved for years and years and years and years and years and years. And years. So, I don't want to say it was a disappointment because it only disappointed expectations that in hindsight shouldn't have been met
because of the
overhyped. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I felt the same way, and it's just funny. And again, I bring up NBA Live, but people saying, "Oh, you're making excuses for it and such," but then they made the same excuses for this, like, "Oh, it probably feels different to how it looks." And, I mean, I guess we all see what we want to see, and what I saw still looked very good. And,
oh yeah,
and I wouldn't say that it. You could see the differences from current gen in player textures and everything. It looked better because obviously it is. You know, the OMG trailer was not pre-rendered, so. As far as we're aware, so you could see the improvements there, but you could still see some previous gen animations. And it's hard to say because I'm sure I'm coming up to many people as an NBA Live apologist. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we should hold both companies to the same standard. And if you see and criticize them for doing the same things, basically. And I did see some current gen, very similar to current gen animations, things that didn't quite live up to the highlights we saw in the OMG trailer. Like you said. Grounded it, brought it back to reality, brought it back to Earth a little bit. Still looked fantastic, but that's perhaps not quite the jump that the OMG trailer promised. I mean, it certainly promised. It made it look very real.
You just said it, so I have to bring it up. But like we said earlier, we saw a PS2 animation and a screenshot for Live.
Yeah.
And while 2K has thousands and thousands of animations, 2K14 on PC doesn't have anything older than 2K7, and they're all the current gen, I guess, animations. There's not anything really left over from PS2. I mean, I'm sure underneath the code there is, but animation wise, just because I know those animation files, unfortunately, very well.
the
I guess
modest curse.
When we talk about holding the games to the same standards, that is where I think, just to sidetrack a bit. I think that's the wrong way to do it. Because when you hold the games to the same standards, why would anyone even balk an eye at NBA Live? I mean, you could take any screenshot you want of the two games, and while you can say, oh, yes, NBA Live has nicer textures, and they have nicer dribbling animations, and better reflections, and better, visual little things like that. But when the game's in motion, we have memes come about again. When 2K14 goes in motion, we have, oh my god, this is the next generation memes. I understand it, wanting to judge them both on the same platform, but I want to reiterate that we, especially on this podcast, have always said this is the return for Live. All they need to do is release. There, we're discounting Live. We're bringing them down. We're not, I guess the best way to put it, we're not judging them on the same standard or just by saying that.
I guess. I just mean as far as individual things like, oh, that looks a little bit current gen, or, that's a familiar animation, why they still have that old animation in the game. I think that has to apply to both companies, or I don't know, downloadable content, like, oh, EA's greedy for doing this, but 2K is like, oh, that's just the way it is. I mean, that's a very generic example, but
I guess there's going to be current gen stuff in both games, and I think
first release on next gen. We can't expect everything to be gone, because if you throw out everything, then you've only got.
I guess I just wanted to add that little disclaimer, just that
Yeah.
Like
I say, it's very hard for me to say that, and I said that in my Friday Five last week. I know it really sounds like NBA Live apologist, and I will say, NBA Live has a lot to prove. 2K has done some great stuff. A lot of my favorite basketball games are NBA 2K releases, and this looks great. Absolutely, but I just see that and think, well, you know, let's call it how it is and say, well, some of that wasn't as perhaps what we were living up to. Maybe we got into our heads when we saw the OMG trailer. Maybe 2K oversold it a bit with fantastic editing in that wonderful trailer that the raw gameplay does bring it back down to earth. But I'm still getting the game. I'm still looking forward to it. But I guess I fell victim to trusting a trailer, maybe. But Ben, what were your impressions?
All right, with last week's, you mean the gameplay, not the trailer, right?
The gameplay video. Yep.
Okay. You know how I made the comment last week that with the way that 2K's trailer was, like the OMG trailer was very much, everything was very tight camera angles in amongst the players. So for me, and I had made that comment, maybe it looks like they're hiding something. Mm-hmm. Those fears were realized with elements of the gameplay. Video and that. So, there was some definitely some ugliness that, you know, compared to what we saw from the OMG trailer and that. So, I think after seeing that small element of gameplay has put Blive and 2K back on level pegging in a sense. I don't think the...
You go that far? I mean,
I'd say pretty close in a lot of ways. Like the gap has closed a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, I'd still, you know, not to catch up. I would still say that the animations in 2K still ahead of some of the stuff we've seen in Live 14.
Oh yeah, like there's no doubt about that. Yeah. But just to compare to what we saw, I think the player field had closed up a fair bit. Like everyone was saying, "Oh, the OMG trailers maxed the shit out of Live." Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
And you know, Live should, you know, basically give up.
Pack it up.
Yeah,
and go,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, the OMG trailer had that sort of misleading sort of feel about it, and I think I made the comment last week with regards to NBA Live's trailer that what I liked about it, it wasn't so up close, so you didn't get that feeling of hiding things as such. You got to saw more real elements of what the game looks like, and
it was raw.
Yeah, it was more raw, and the fact that, you know, you got to see some team play elements into it. It wasn't just a one-off dunk sort of animation sort of based stuff and
highlights.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so that's what I liked about it. And yeah, I mean, I'm still getting both games. After the OMG trailer, I was definitely like, yeah, I'll get it day one. And then after seeing the gameplay, I'm like, and I had people going, oh, you know, it's just a video quality from GameSpot. I found a higher res video, and I actually showed Andrew that one about a couple of hours later, I think, after seeing it. And you know, it's even in the high res, cleaner, crisper quality, it still didn't give it the justice in that compared to the OMG trailer. Yeah. Yeah, so,
well, that's kind of what I'm talking about when I say the equality of the two of them. I mean, the same argument, people dismiss that argument against NBA Live. Oh, it's low res. No, it's crap.
Yep.
And yet they'll make that excuse for 2K. You know, oh, it's the res. Like, no, I think that, you know, it just wasn't as good as what we saw in the OMG trailer. That's just the way it goes. And because it's not easy. You know, if it was easy to make the perfect basketball game, we'd have it already.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so not to discount what 2K's done in the last few years. I mean, there's people that say that 2K's gotten worse every year since 2K11. I don't buy that. But there are people who say it. But you know, if this stuff was easy, you know, Leftos wouldn't be working 28 hours a day right now.
That I mean, the game is still going to be impressive. It's the first year of next generation. You know, again, it's stuff that I was reiterating from last week. You know, the consoles had only been finalized just a few months ago, but yeah, just. From all the hype people that was, you know, the 2K coat writers and that, you know, is saying that it smashed Live out of the water. I think that gameplay video was a bit of a reality check in the terms of maybe not as much as you think. Yes, they're still probably going to...
Aesthetically, it's probably a fair call.
Yeah. You know, they're still going to sell the game well. You know, it's still going to play bloody well. But I think, you know, how all those hype trainers and that were like basically smack talking and that, it was like a little bit of up and comings, we'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, I still want to see how both games, find out how they feel.
Exactly.
Because the knock that I'd make on 2K is that while the animations have been far ahead of NBA Live, it has resulted in that clunkiness and sometimes at times unresponsiveness, feeling out of control that I really hope is not a present or an issue in the EcoMotion engine, and that we don't have things like rebounding that feels a bit predetermined with warping through my hands into the into the defender, into my, sorry, my opponent's hands, things like that. I'm hoping they've cleaned that stuff up. I guess time will tell. We'll see more videos and everything on that. Any final thoughts on that, John, before we move on to a couple other next gen notes for 2K?
Nope.
Well, I guess, once again, left those laughing at me, shaking his head. Oh, Andrew. But and that was just for my introduction. But apparently the new finals format, because it has the 2-2-1-1-1, has gone through the competition committee. That's coming into the NBA this year. No word on whether it'll be patched into current gen, but what we do know is that it's going to be in NBA 2K14 next gen. And at the same time, I'm just looking at my news post here. Slam Online had a preview which talked about the park. Basically said it's basketball's answer to Grand Theft Auto Online. So if it's working, John, you are going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
that much we've established. They mentioned it features 10 courts to pick up basketball.
Okay.
Not too many other details, but more details coming soon. The game itself is coming soon, within a couple of weeks, in fact. But Ronnie did mention, actually, that... We got a little snippet on NBA Today, whenever, screenshot, and I don't think we mentioned that, but that was in the info dump, that NBA Today is not just going to be, today's games for you to play in exhibition mode, but also deliver real streaming content. Looks like the Daily Zap, actually, from the NBA's YouTube channel and NBA TV. So that's kind of cool. I will say it's nothing that EA hasn't done before with ESPN integration, I don't think. But it's cool to see that in the game, I guess, and certainly convenient to get all your basketball fix in one place. So thumbs up for that. But in releasing that snippet, Ronnie also mentioned that we are getting some kind of snippet or insight every day leading up to the launch of the game. So presumably there'll be details on the park and my GM and everything else, developer insights, that kind of thing, big and small, coming over the next couple of weeks, at least from what he said. And any thoughts on that NBA Today, guys?
Yeah. To be honest, something we didn't talk about with Live. I'm more interested. Well, we talked about last year or last week. The Live seasons that has a lot more interested than NBA Today does. It's great to be able to get scoreboards and everything in game. But as we saw with ESPN integration, I never used that. I actually hated it with that it would interrupt my amazing soundtracks to have some person say about the NHL. No, turn off, go away. So it just doesn't do much for me as it would with being able to replay games based on stats of and ratings from that individual game.
Yeah. No, I feel dynamic season or live season, that's more fleshed out concept, but
business.
Ben,
not too much thought. I mean, I saw the screenshot, but I didn't really read the details about what
there was only a couple of lines. Yeah, there wasn't a whole that hadn't been mentioned before. Basically, I think I've summed up everything.
Yeah.
I ran with that, but
we'll go with that you summed it up.
I summed it up. Yeah, spooktacular. But as we head towards the release of both games. So I am looking forward to them both, of course. I must admit, I find myself looking forward to NBA Live 14 a bit more, even if I am not... I won't declare it to be the better game, because I think 2K is going to have too much good stuff in it. As you said before, John, having that much bang for your buck, all those modes and everything. So NBA Live, obviously big shoes to fill, needs to catch up. So
I guess it's also fair to say that we're weird.
But I think I want the alternative that you mentioned before, John. Just missing the live approach to controls and gameplay and that. And being an NBA Live fan from way back as well, I just feel I'm a bit more excited to see that return, whereas I know 2K is going to deliver, I guess. So
We know, and we kind of know what 2K is going to give us. We don't really know what NBA Live is going to give us.
Yeah.
Or even if we know the modes, we don't know how they're executed, and we don't know how they play. And
Rising Star and everything is brand new. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's. I think it's that whole element of something fresh. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we've been spoiled by what 2K have done.
Absolutely.
And you know, sort of, it's like eating chocolate ice cream all the time or something like that. You want a different flavor.
You don't.
Well, that's just crazy talk. no, absolutely. No, I get what you're saying, and I think that's what it is. That I'm just a bit more excited or intrigued or interested in that perhaps than I am 2K. I guess maybe it is a case of being spoiled. I just expect 2K is going to have that quality product that I'm going to like for the most part. That I'm looking forward to that surprise and hoping for a pleasant one as far as NBA Live 14 goes. But still greatly anticipating both. And as I said at the top of the show, I'm kind of going back and forth on the PC review. I'd like to play a few more games of it and really check out some things that I haven't looked at that much. But I haven't found myself as enticed. Like I couldn't put 2K13 down. That's why I got so into my career last year. But it hasn't really been there for me this year. And I don't know whether it was the whole delay and the pre-order fiasco. I don't know whether that kind of killed it. Or maybe it is knowing that the next-gen version is coming and being hard to think, well, you know, this is very similar to what I played last year, but there's a really exciting thing coming, seeing the trailer. So maybe it's that, but I don't know. They're both looking good to me. They both have given me something to look forward to. My GM, very intriguing as far as that. Hoping to see Dynasty do something nice as well, both with their gameplay things. Let's see how it goes. Let's bring on the previous information, but Well, are you guys, do you feel the same way, or do you have equal anticipation for both? Or
yeah, I think in ways, yeah, a little bit. Would say 60% in favor of wanting to get my hands on Live, and you know, sort of see 40% with the next gen 2K14, and that, and sort of seeing where they're going to take
the freshness kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's that new element of. And that whole nostalgia thing with being the Live fans that we were from back in the day, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
So, and we as a community don't want both games to fail, and we want them both to succeed. So, to seeing in that positive approach that, you know, we want to see where Live has come so far, like after all these years of being out of the game and that. So it's that sort of approach for me.
Now, John, before I throw the question to you, what if they were also putting out NBA Street Next Gen?
Oh, my God.
I should drop out of
my graduate program.
The sensible course of action. Yeah.
Done.
We just walk into the last day of your class and just drop the mic and then just walk out.
To be honest, I'm probably actually 75-25 towards Live.
Really?
I really just want to play an NBA Live game. I really just want to play a new NBA Live game. And while... God, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. Like you said, we know 2K is going to deliver the goods. They're going to bring home the bacon. They're going to give me my $60 and then some worth. And you say, you know, what if it's an NBA Street release? Well, I'm kind of getting that with 2K, with the park at the very least. If they have blacktop mode too, you know, I flesh that out to what I want it to be anyway. So it'd be easier to set up NST with next gen than it is with PC, just because I don't have to minimize the game. I don't know. I guess that's the way to do it. But I'm kind of cheating when it comes to anticipating next gen. Something we didn't have on the docket, but something I wanted to mention. I got my hands on the DualShock 4.
Yes, that's right. You unboxed it.
And yes, I did. And after I got it synced up Bluetooth instead of having to be wired through USB, that's all I've been using on my computer. And for basketball games, it's a controller that feels like it's better suited for racing and for shooters. It feels like a shooter's controller for sure. But... for basketball games, it runs so well. Maybe because 2K has moved all the way to the sticks the way they have the past few years.
Yeah.
And these sticks are so well designed that that's what I just really like. And the triggers just with lock on D and turbo. But it's really good, and it feels right, I guess is the best way to put it. It just feels awesome. And I'm happy.
Your favorite controller, I think you were saying.
Yes, I've still backed that up. I still stick with it. I haven't had any hand cramps or anything from playing it too long. During this podcast, you may have been hearing some clicking and stuff. It's because I've been, I do what I always do. I don't just talk to you guys. I always have to do something else. And I've actually been playing an NBA Live game with the PS4 sticks.
2004?
Nope.
2005?
No. Ben, fancy a guess, Ben?
I was going to say 2006.
I have been playing NBA Live 10 with the PS4 controller.
Ooh, on PS3.
Yes, sir. And some games work with it, some games don't. You have to have it wired, which that sucks because the micro USB I have is only 4 feet long. So the way I have it all set up, kind of hovering near the back end of the room. But even the one thing I hate, and I hated it with Live 10 anyway, was how you have the auto lock on right bumper or R1. Not the trigger, the other one, when you're on defense.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks. It is ruining it for me. But otherwise, just dribbling with the right stick, holding that trigger down for size-up moves, using square to shoot even, it just feels good. And that's what I was a little worried about. And it's something I wanted to do during the podcast so I could do this later on when we talked about the comparison stuff. Just because I've been playing it with 2K, which is all stick based, and then now I'm playing live right for the past 2 hours or so. It just feels really good. So if you're going PS4, you got a good controller coming your way. Just to reiterate what I've said before, triggers feel great, sticks feel great. Sticks kind of have a rubbery, kind of sticky texture on them when you first get it, but once your sweat seeps into them, they kind of turn into normal sticks. The face,
some breaking in required.
Yeah. the face buttons are a little shallow, I want to say. They're a little small and flat. They don't have that really good push like they do on the 360 controller, but they serve their purpose just fine. Even the R1, L1, they serve as bumpers. They're just nice. The D-pad is wonderful. Wonderful, I say. I'm playing some emulators on the PC with it. Since we have the options and the share button instead of having start and select on 2K PC, I don't know what the next gen control scheme is, but that means that we don't have our select button anymore for calling timeout.
Okay.
So what I've done was I mapped options to be the start button, and then clicking in the trackpad, which clicks kind of like a mouse click, the entire thing clicks in, and I've been using that as timeout. Which has screwed me up multiple times as I start jamming the share button. But
yeah, you got to go old school, pause, time out from the menu.
But I've gotten used to it, and I'm trying not to call timeouts in NBA Live just so I don't get back to it. Because I want to call a timeout. Do you want to share this clip? Go away, PS4. I want to play the game. Like the little friggin' Clippy, the Microsoft Office guy.
Yeah.
I see you're trying to share this footage. Would you like help with that? Get back to the freaking game! I pressed the wrong button. So, but for I am happy to say that it's very natural with Live 10 and 2K14. I'm having it just feels right, and I got big hands too. So,
no, it's good to know. We're all going for the PS4 here, yeah. So.
I mean, I've heard a lot of other, people comment on the DualShock 4, and they've said, that it feels fantastic and that. So I'm really looking forward to getting me a couple of those. I just want to just talk about some of the screenshots on that from 2K that were released, I think, in the past week as well.
Oh, yeah. A few came out. Ronnie's been inviting players to tweet him for their pictures, and that mostly been young guys, gamers. I don't see Kobe responding to that request.
But just looking at the one with Durant and Curry, and that the Oklahoma jersey there looks so much like the teal Pistons one. Like the coloring of it just doesn't quite look right. And the
Leftos hacks.
Yeah. And then
it all comes down to Pistons.
Yeah, but like the numbers on the Warriors jersey, it's a different blue compared to the trim and side panels and that. And then the Toronto Raptors jersey, the sleeves trim and that should be the same as the Heat, Lakers, and Pistons, as well as the Mavericks. But they got a really thick trim compared to those other teams and that, like I just mentioned. So I think those are a few things that could be fixed. And just looking at the sort of my player and a Derrick Rose pitcher, their forearm when they bent their arm looks, I don't know, it looks a little weird. I could be wrong, but they just look a little bit funny in the modeling and that of it. And
could be just a mid pose kind of.
Yeah, it's just the sort of position on the forearm just doesn't, like, right near the joint, and that just doesn't quite sit right and look aesthetically right in some way. But other than that, the
ball's not as good.
Yeah, definitely the ball's not as good. No jowgasm for the ball in that case. But yeah, but I think I also wanted to mention, like, the 35, like, on Durant's jersey number, there's usually, like, a thicker outline around the number. And then also the Lakers script wordmark and that. The white outline on the yellow jersey, the home jersey, is a little bit too thin as well. Like, it should be a little bit more noticeable than what it is. I think it's a couple of pixels too thin. And then, like I mentioned, with the Warriors jersey, the side stripes down the side just a little bit too narrow.
Well, what stands out for me is that Paul Pierce just looks really weird in the Brooklyn Nets jersey, but I think that may be more an NBA issue than a 2K issue.
True.
And that one, I mentioned this, I think, on the forums. I forget where I've said it. But Catherine, I've been keeping her updated on, you know, the preseason games with the Nets and stuff, and, you know, how Pierce didn't play against the Celtics in Boston in the preseason. Yep. And, you know, just talking about that. And she saw the screenshot and she said, "I thought you said that all three of them haven't played together yet." And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "They're all on the bench together." I was like, "Ah, I got you. That's 2K14. So she had to, like, do a double triple take. She thought, like, maybe it was just a doctored shot with the
PS4 logo in the top.
Yeah, the logo's on the top of it and everything. And then I showed her other one. She's like, "Well, that one looks like a video game." "Yeah, that one looks like a video game." Yeah, fine, you.
Yeah. So more insights are coming this week. We got a sneak peek at the Momentous trailer during the NBA on TNT tip-off. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah. That was a sneak peek?
Yeah, that was
apparently there's a full trailer coming. Yeah, I mean, it ran a minute, so it was a pretty generous sneak peek. But
yeah, I thought that was the trailer.
apparently not. Apparently that is just a quick look. We are getting a bigger trailer, so...
Cool.
So cool, yeah. And just to wrap up with a couple of the 2K stuff, with a couple of current gen notes, they've been releasing, I think, three rosters in the last week or so.
Terrible.
So terrible.
Have fun. Come on. We're missing players. Think about Luigi, Leftos.
Yes, a lot of players with guaranteed contracts not in there, so we never really got a straight answer on that one. But they have actually added Dr. J back to the game, so they were able to secure his likeness rights again. He's on the 77 Sixers, not on the 85. Not sure what's up with that, but apparently he will also be in the next-gen version as well with the classic teams and everything, so the good doctor is in the house. But, that's nice they're able to actually add that, because I know a lot of people... Well, certainly I saw that a lot, you know, where's Dr. J, where's Kareem and such. So, he's back in the game, and I think he's actually needs an arm texture fix, judging by the screenshot they even put up from the PlayStation 3 version of the game. But nevertheless, he's in there. And the rosters are leaving something to be desired, but, I will hand it to them. They are actually putting them out more frequently than than they did last year. So, dynamic living rosters, I guess. But of course, if you want to get the manual update pack for the PC version, I've been updating that for the latest releases. You can download that, or let it come through automatically as long as your PC or console is connected to the internet. But do you guys have anything else about the video games, or should we move on to the real basketball?
On to the real one.
On to the nail. Excellent, next one.
Yep.
Well, as I mentioned, the momentous trailer came during the NBA on TNT tip-off. The NBA season 2014 edition is underway. Got off to a wonderful start for Bulls fans as the Heat destroyed them.
You Heat suckers!
I quite enjoyed that too.
Celtics lost, I know.
And then Lakers today.
Lakers beat the Clippers at home. With the banners not covered up, and then lost to the Warriors today. But
they got smashed by the Splash Brothers.
Yeah,
Splash.
But I guess the top story for me, guys, Michael Carter Williams. That's we did the predictions. We've been doing predictions and such in the NBA and basketball talk section of the forum, and we did the who do you think is going to win Rookie of the Year. I said Victor Oladipo. I've got it right. And two-man race between him and Anthony Bennett, the top pick. Which I know there's a lot of question marks around Bennett, but I just feel we can't sleep on him. But it's either going to be a three-man race or the two-man race. I think maybe between Michael Carter-Williams and Oladipo. And I know it's just one game, but when you debut and set a rookie record for steals and come pretty close to a quadruple double, you've made a pretty good impact, I think, in your first game. Not to mention a win over the defending champs.
Yeah, that's a hell of a debut, and then also for Brett Brown as well.
Of course,
which is great. But
gonna throw in the Aussie connection there, because that's just how we roll.
I don't see how someone on the worst team in the NBA. I mean, he played great and all that, but they are in tank mode. I mean, almost, you know, officially stated in tank mode. And
he obviously didn't listen to the coach.
No, nobody told that to the players. Yeah. They were out there competing very hard today against them.
Oh, no.
That was the game. Yeah.
That's great. It's just that team isn't going to be playoff material, and I don't see them giving a Rookie of the Year to someone on, you know, who has on the team that has the worst league in, you know, record in the league. I still think the 76ers are gonna make, you know, give the 76ers record a run for their money. I don't know if it's go that far, but it just
Damon Stoudemire won the Rookie of the Year back in '96 with the Raptors, and they had the second worst record in the league. I mean, if you're that much of a standout player, I guess it's it's not like MVP, where you don't see too many players winning MVP on a team that scrapes into the playoffs with a 42-40 record.
Even though it makes more sense for them to be the most valuable player because they're the most valuable to their team.
Player on that, yeah, that's right.
But I don't know. It just great, good for him. I wish I had him on my fantasy team. But
as I understand it, he shot pretty poorly in the preseason in summer league. I believe ran about 30%. So it's a real wow, this guy's actually can shoot moment.
Oh,
but I don't know. I just it's only one game, so you don't want to get carried away. But
let's get carried away.
Let's get carried away. Near quadruple double for the whole season, and the Sixers win the championship. There you go. But
I could have made a lot of money in Vegas.
Our predictions, come on. But I think it was the 11th pick of the draft. But maybe a couple of teams regret passing on him. That's I'll say that much at the very least. It's cool to see. That was there's the first game they've shown here on Aussie TV on Foxtel, ESPN Australia. So it was a good one to kick off tip off with. Unless you're a Heat fan, of course, not so not really the result you want. But it was a ridiculous start. The Sixers. Did you watch it, Ben? At all,
I caught a little bit. Like I did wake up a little bit late this morning.
Did you see the first quarter?
I heard they got off to a really good start. It was like a 22-4 start or something.
They were up 19-0. You know, just as everyone expected, the tanking Sixers against the defending champs. Yeah. Up 19-0. The Heat, I think, missed their first 10 shots. The Sixers were 11 of 11 to start the game. It's like, this is video game ridiculous.
Yeah.
Someone's put this on rookie mode for them. But yeah, it was a really. And then of course they came back down to earth. They the bench came in, and the Heat's bench a little bit stronger, shall we say? They took care of business and evened it up, and then it became a very competitive game the rest of the way. But you know, hats off to the Sixers. It may be the last impressive victory they have all season, but you know, you stopped the Heat from going 82-0. There you go.
You're not going to be happy until the Heat lose their 10th game.
Oh, I'm never happy every year until the until someone loses the 11th game of the season. It's like the urban legend about the Miami Dolphins. Are they the ones that went undefeated in the NFL?
The
legend about them getting together every year to pop the cork on some champagne whenever.
It's not a legend. They do it, and you're rubbing it in because the Patriots lost that season. The other season they went 16-0 during the regular season. And they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants. Shut up, yep. Ben.
Hey, so no. I'm a Patriots
Sox
fan.
Win.
I was gonna say you just had the Red Sox win.
Yeah. Look, John, I'm a Patriots fan, man. I've been for a long time.
Good.
You know, so I was disappointed when they lost that Super Bowl to the Giants.
Yeah.
You were disappointed. I was devastated.
You know, I was really happy when Deion Branch came in back onto the team, and that because you know it's nice having someone with the same last name. So when I could buy the jersey and then I can have his name on the back, so yeah. And I was also really glad when he got the MVP and that when they won their when they went back to back and that, because I thought Deion deserved it that season, but obviously you know they're going to give it to Brady.
Basketball
Jones. I've lost my train of thought.
I was just being a Boston masshole.
cha-ching!
Doesn't count.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that you altered it. I just heard the.
This is a family show after all. Spooktacular.
Cobblestone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go play some Minecraft and mine some cobble.
So I mean, I guess that's the only game I've seen so far. Naturally, the Bulls didn't get off to a great start, so that was a bit disappointing. But John, have you caught any games so far?
I watched most of the Heat game. I turned it off because they were blowing away with it. I had other things to do. I wanted to watch Clippers-Lakers, and I fell asleep. I wanted to watch the Celtics last night, and I had basketball, which I knew of, you know, so I was going to miss the first half, and came back and ended up doing laundry. So I missed a majority of that game. And then I was stuck with ESPN's amazing, terribly, terrible, just coast-to-coast show that only showed you the 30 seconds before a timeout. So, I really should have loaded up a couple streams or something, but I didn't. I haven't gotten my NBA fix yet, and I also wanted to watch the Red Sox win. So there's that too.
No, you got that. So yeah.
I haven't gotten my fix. I'm looking forward to tonight because TNT just does an infinitely better job than ESPN. So, well,
as you pointed out in the forum, they did have that really good. Intro. Yeah, with the you know, what will this season hold, and they've. What will happen this season, and they've thrown out a few scenarios with obviously altered footage and fake announcements, proclamations. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2014 NBA champions, and you know that kind of thing. It was really well done, very very exciting package that got you in the mood for another season of basketball. And then of course the Bulls went out and promptly lost. But
Derek Rose is.
Yeah, that actually I saw that some Pacers fan Twitter like posted, oh, this is the team that's going to knock off the Heat, LOL, and like, yeah, because one game really makes it. And didn't you lose badly in the Eastern Cup? Well, you actually did a pretty good job. But didn't Game 7 roll around, you just got blown out of there? Yes.
But I've already seen the meme of like Derek Rose crying and should have, you know, said should have waited one more game to return.
Yeah, the whole thing. Well, when's Derek Rose going to return? Like, ha ha ha, yeah. Because when's Danny Granger going to return? Oh, that's right, 6 weeks from now.
pettiness.
Not butthurt at all, is he?
All week, everyone has just been making stupid comments online. I'm sick of the internet. I'm sick of the stupid people.
Sick of the stupid.
Stop with the stupid God. I don't know. I guess at the same time, the fact that that stuff's coming back and that I can get fired up about it and say, you know, F you, Pacers fans, Central Division rivals, you know, 1998 Eastern Conference Finals, Reggie pushed off. But yeah, should have been a sweep. But yeah, that excitement's there. The rivalries are renewed. So, you know, NBA's back. So we finally, after the most boring offseason in league history back, you know, we finally have action back. So, yeah.
The Celtics blew up. How was that boring for you?
I was disappointed to see Pierce move on, honestly. So I was like, yeah.
You made me sad.
Red Sox, don't forget. Yeah. This weekend, the ESPN doubleheader, I think, is, if I recall correctly, Brooklyn Nets versus Heat. So that's going to be a good one to catch. Cool. And then the Spurs and the Lakers, perhaps not so good. And, well, not as good as it would have been if they were at full strength. But, yeah, these pretty good first week. Something that Kobe Rules pointed out in the forum, in the Aussie NBA and Aussie TV talk. He says, I kind of hope the Sixers aren't featured, like they don't get the Bogut treatment just because Brett Brown's there, so that we're getting 40 Sixers games throughout the year or something. Like, yeah, one every so often would be fine, just to see, you know, the rookies and a change of pace. But yeah, so
let's say, I mean, with our ESPN coverage over here, we normally get like the Argentine or South American feed and all that. So aside from getting like 20 frickin' different leagues of soccer and all that playing, it was mainly like Spurs games and stuff.
Spurs games, yeah.
That we got just because players like
Manu. Like I said, the entire Spurs playoff network, ESPN.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it was in 2007.
So. Yeah. Yep. So that was one reason why I stopped getting paid TV, just because it was just
But they have upped it to three games a week now, so which is nice that they actually. Because they keep putting the price up every year, so it was nice they actually did something to justify it for once. Like, more reality TV? Oh, thank you so much. I really want to watch the Bachelorette or, you know, The Voice or whatever other stupid reality show. Yeah, thank you. Bought this for basketball, getting reality TV. You know.
Yeah, it was...
yeah, I'm very bitter this week. It's just one of those weeks. It's Halloween. It's the witching hour. But,
well, in this case, the bitching hour.
Oh, well played, sir. Well played.
I am the best.
But, I'm excited about the season again. I was getting hyped the last couple of weeks, getting close preseason. Where the Bulls were undefeated, got to see them beat the Thunder last week. That was nice. But and Rose actually did play well in that game. It's obviously not the start that he wanted, but and just a really, you know, for a bad omen, he's playing the Sixers in this weekend. The Bulls are playing the Sixers, which was a team, of course, that he suffered the injury against. So, you know, yeah. But
And especially after seeing that ankle break that Norris Cole did, basically ACL break instead of ankle break.
Yes. about as entertaining as seeing. What's his name? Dunk on LeBron.
Yeah, Evan Turner, yeah.
Evan Turner, yeah.
Yeah, he did well on that dunk.
Yeah.
And it didn't even make the top 10.
I know. Just, you know. DeMarcus Cousins, beast mode. It's just, what are you going to do?
It's like it never happened.
Yeah. But anything else about the NBA that stands out to the guys? I guess if you haven't really caught that many games yet, it's hard to say, but...
this is good to have it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess we'll have more to talk about next week after we've caught a couple of good ones. But I was quite happy with the game we got. You know, to get such a interesting game on the first game of the season was pretty cool. So Allen Iverson is officially retired now. That was celebrated during the game, and he's.
He still dresses like a 90s thug.
Well, it's funny because he was talking about, I'm an old man now, I don't remember a lot of things about early in my career. I'm thinking, you still look like the day you entered the league. So.
And yeah, to think...
What is your secret as I approach 30? But yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting. Like, because let's face it, he was a player that really was the reason why Stern changed the dress code rules before and after games.
I guess so, yeah.
And the way Iverson's mum dressed too at some press conferences.
One thing that I'll mention, John, last week you mentioned about the delay of game.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple of bit of that in the preseason. Didn't see any in the Sixers Heat game today. Saw a lot of flops and bad offensive, bad charging calls. I'm thinking, so they're focusing on the delay of game to slow the game down, but they're still not doing anything about the stupid charge rules.
You know, and I mean, you were lucky because every game I saw, well, no, not every game. Okay, so the Celtics are really bad with it. So I guess I'm just seeing a lot of those kind of calls. They had two technicals, I think, when I was watching about it.
Yeah.
And I think I saw one during the ESPN games in the Coast to Coast thing. I'm sorry to hear the flopping because I haven't seen it yet this year, but I'm not surprised.
It was a game featuring Shane Battier, so, you know.
Yeah.
I did see one legitimate charge that Battier took.
Oh, they were legitimate charges, yeah. But yeah.
Like, I'm talking about day one's games. I didn't get to see much in the way of today's or yesterday's game, so I can't really comment on that. But yeah, from the ones that I saw in the first game, yeah, they were legitimate. I didn't see much in the way in the flopping sense of that.
But the funny thing about the delay of game, John, was I saw a lot of it in the Bulls Thunder preseason game. And Jeff Van Gundy had the call on that game. And, of course, Jeff Van Gundy never holds back on criticizing the league or anything. And he's just like, the ball bounced into his hands. What are you thinking, NBA? This, and he just, you know, David Stern's probably just thinking, yeah, I'm glad this is, yeah, it's not my problem. As of February next year, Jeff Van Gundy is no longer, I no longer have to put up with Jeff Van Gundy's criticism. But, yeah, I look forward to more Van Gundy-isms calling out everything. Throughout another season of basketball. But unless there's any other business, I guess we're just about done. We don't have a mailbag this week, but anything else you guys wanted to mention? Any next-gen news on other next-gen games or anything of that nature?
No MP3!
Not yet.
Yeah.
Sony released a lot of information today about the upcoming PS4 and that. And there was a lot of information in it. And, you know, there is some concern right now that no MP3 or CD support. What else is there? Was the no streaming up to YouTube, or currently no streaming. That was the word I noticed. So, yeah, currently no streaming to YouTube. Or uploading to YouTube, I should say. What else is... Shu has replied to some of the tweets in regards to that. Oh, and the node, was it NLPA or something?
Something like that. Streaming.
Yep. He's addressed it, and he's going to send the comments onto the dev team and that for the console, and so. You know, there could be some changes, which would be, you know, which would be good. And I saw that tweet a little while ago that you just saw.
It was an hour ago. Yeah.
Yep. Since it was just showing the images again, I didn't really want to need to. I didn't send it to you guys. So yeah.
Well, there's a tweet about the defensive tips for NBA Live 14. So naturally, we're about to wrap this up shortly. So look out.
Show
for
me a video
news
post. Of some swats, baby. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
blocks. What the five fingers say to the face? What?
And, I was just trying to
enjoy your benching.
Yeah. there's also some talk about there was some footage comparisons between. On Battlefield 4 between PC, PS4, and Xbox One. And you can definitely tell that the Xbox One version is upscaled. In particular, the one screenshot of when I think one of your sergeants and stuff is laying on the ground. You can sort of really see it in his face that it's a lot more jagged. And there's the color, really a huge color difference in the toning, and that the Xbox One looks really dark. Like there's some night scenes with flames in that, and a lot of detail is hidden because it's gone really dark as it compared to the PS4 and even PC version. So that was interesting. And then also Call of Duty Ghosts, they confirmed that the Xbox One version is being upscaled from 720p, where it's native 1080p on the PS4. So that way it can be, and they've stated, you know, so it's both can be, or so it can be optimized to the 60 frames per second. So yeah.
Have you seen Titanfall is confirmed to be
yes,
a lifetime exclusive for Xbone and PC?
Yep, I saw that.
And Titanfall 2 can come on PS4 though.
Ah, okay. Well,
the first game.
Yep. They were looking at the Respawn, isn't it? They were looking at the possibilities of it going to other devices. So whether that be Steam and probably the PS4. the EA executives in that, they tied up a deal in the previous few days in that would be an Xbox One and PC exclusive only. So yeah, so that's a surprise. I mean, that was looking to be one that was, you know, people were waiting for, going to wait maybe like 3 months or so for it to come on PS4, but not to be. But at least if there is a second version or a second one out, then there'll finally be one on the PS4, so that'll be good.
Titanfall is not requiring Windows 8 on PC, which is always good.
Yeah, definitely good. Because, yeah, I have no plans on upgrading to Windows 8 at the moment. I still love Windows 7.
And since we had to say something nice about Xbone, Xbox One does support the Play 2 streaming from your PC, the NLNA that's not supported on the PS4. And that's all I got.
Yeah.
I'm done.
no dramatic unboxing, John, of the Xbone controller.
The triggers rumble.
And I think that's all the info that I've had at the moment too. Just have a quick look. But if there's anything you guys wanted to talk about before going,
well, clearly we're all going to cancel our pre-orders of the PS4 for the Ouya, so I don't know why we're even bothering with all that news. But I guess we've come to the end of another episode, have we not, gentlemen?
Oh, wait, sorry, I did remember one thing. The PS4 bundles for the Australian release have been set. They'll be, at the moment, they're currently set for $6.99, and that's the Shadowfall bundle, where you get two controllers, the console, Killzone Shadowfall, and the PlayStation Eye, or PlayStation Camera, as I think it is now. But that is subject to a price change. On JB Hi-Fi website, they have noted that. It doesn't come out till like mid to late December, so probably just before Christmas. And I mean, I was really, really wanting to get that, because if you buy all those items individually, it's about $135 Australian more to do it that way. So
yeah.
Kind of bummed about that, because I really, really wanted to get that for my launch. And I've been actually chasing up, like going into stores, seeing if they knew anything about 2 weeks ago. But none of them knew. And so, yeah, I wanted the bundles. Bundle me. Launch bundle me. But yeah, the other thing was regarding the external hard drives on the PS4. The game data or save data, and that doesn't look like it will save onto any external hard drives. But obviously with the PS4, you can actually remove the hard drive. Now, they've stated that it's SATA 2, 2.5 inch. Anything above, obviously, 160 gig, so which kind of limits to why you'd want to take out a 500 gig and put anything under 160 anyway. So, yeah. So there's your way
I like to downgrade my system.
Yeah, I like it's the bended downgrade from when he goes to metal to wood. that's I suppose a downside, but at least we'll still be able to remove the hard drives and actually put in bigger SATA 2 ones anyway, so not to worry. and well, completely not to worry and all that compared to the Xbox One.
Yeah. So I guess we have reached the end now.
Yes.
We've exhausted all our topics. We'll have more for you next week, of course. Whatever comes out in between now when the podcast goes up, we'll have to be discussed next week. Any final thoughts on the Red Sox, John?
Woo!
There you go.
He'll be streaking as soon as this podcast is finished.
That's something that you want to get over the 4,000, 5,000 subscribers. That's what you need to do. That does bring us to the end of episode number 52. We now have enough episodes for you to listen to one a week for a whole year, and you've got that. So thank you for sticking with us, of course, and please stick with us for future episodes as we'll continue to enjoy ourselves coming at you talking about all our favorite subjects and hopefully some of yours as well. Keep the submissions coming for the mailbag if we didn't have one this week, but keep them coming in and we'll answer them out, make predictions, make fools of ourselves. Live on the air, or pre-recorded on the air, as the case may be. As I mentioned earlier in my rant against Apple, we are on iTunes, so you can subscribe to us there and get it as soon as new episodes come through, or continue to stream it on the NLSC, of course. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/the NLSC. I actually got to plug our Twitter as well, twitter.com/the NLSC. The NLSC, of course, is nba-live.com. All our awesome stuff that we do is right there on the main page, the forums, of course, everything. Join in, have fun, enjoy. So, that is episode number 52 of the NLSC podcast. I can't be bothered doing the voice anymore, but it was our spooktacular Halloween edition. Hope you were sufficiently frightened. I'm Andrew.
I'm shaking the chains, Arcane.
Damn it.
What did it say? 76ers lost. Or no, 76ers beat the Heat, and that's all right. I rhyme well. I'm Jousting. Go to sleep.
Boom.
Give me some candy!